Hello, we are Hannah and Henrike, and today we are recording our podcast for our oral skills class. The general topic is connection, so we want to talk a little bit about connecting to yourself. How can you connect with yourself when you are feeling stressed? How do you not get lost in a fast-paced society? And how do you get out of autopilot? Obviously, the question of what is your self is answered differently for everyone, but for me or for us, it is choosing to do things that feel good, that we decide to do without outside force, as a lot of our seemingly personal choices are controlled by the things we have to do for society. But first, how are you, Hannah?
I am good. Thank you so much for asking. However, I am feeling a little bit stressed lately because it's the end of the semester and I have exams coming up and a lot of deadlines, so that is always a very stressful time for me overall. Luckily, over the last few years, I have found a way of dealing with stressful situations, and it is mostly just setting time aside for myself, just to reconnect with myself and lower the stress. There are a few things that I do to reconnect with myself. One is reaching out to my friends, call them, meet them for dinner, just having a little bit of fun. Quite the opposite is putting away electronics, completely disconnecting to the outside world and just dealing with what is in front of me. You can also journal or do things that you like. I like doing pottery sometimes. I like making friendship bracelets or just listening to music, something very quiet, something very chill. Something else I also like to do is I exercise. I like running. I like going to the gym. It helps me a lot in stressful times because exercise gives you energy. It decreases stress. It makes us stronger. And it prolongs independence as we age, which is just a way of looking out for myself. On some days when I have very low energy and maybe I'm a little bit sick or I'm just very, very tired, I just like going for a walk. Going for a walk has many benefits. For example, it improves your overall mood. Even a 15-minute walk releases endorphins that just make you happier. It reduces stress and anxiety and lowers your stress levels. You're outside, you're seeing the sun on good days. You get some fresh air, it's just nice. You get a little bit of exercise, you move your body, which is just generally good for you. And in the end, walking helps you improve your sleep routine, which then will lead to just more energy. You might be in a better mood because you got a good night's sleep. There's really only benefits from walking, so I try to do this on a daily basis, at least.
I actually also love exercise to connect to myself. I practice yoga on a daily basis, and what makes it easier for me to stay consistent with my practice is getting rid of unnecessary hurdles. For example, I practice at home now because I notice that every time I try to go to classes, I find excuses not to go. I guess I just don't like the pressure of having to leave my house when all I want to do is relax, because yoga should be relaxing at the end of the day. I really try to set time aside for myself for this practice because I know how important it is for my physical but also for my mental health. For me, yoga really helps controlling the monkey mind. Instead of swinging from thought to thought, yoga and meditation as well makes you really sit with your thoughts. With this practice of mindfulness, you also really learn not to push unwelcome thoughts away. But yeah, like I said, sit with them and actually stop and listen to yourself and consider your needs. I also really love breathing exercises for when I'm feeling particularly stressed out. Breathing exercises can physically reduce stress by increasing the oxygen exchange, which can lower your heart rate and your blood pressure. So yeah, yoga and meditation really are good ways of trying to stay connected with yourself. Meditation, for example, which is essentially sitting and breathing, so physically slowing down really helps with not getting lost in our fast-paced society. Because the physical stillness can, with lots of practice, also slow your thoughts down.
Okay, so I think as a conclusion, we can say that moments of connection with yourself are very important, because a consistent mindfulness practice can bring long-term rewards, like improving emotional regulation, better sleep quality, and it increases self-awareness. And I mean, those are many benefits. And although there's no one way to do it, I think if you're struggling with it, you should really find a way to find out what you like, find out what is good for you, find out what is fun for you, and just take some time for yourself to really reconnect with yourself.